Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has helped commission the USS Gerald R. Ford, a technologically advanced, nearly $13 billion warship. Mr. Trump spoke to the crowds gathered at the ceremony.
Wherever this vessel cuts through the horizon, our allies will rest easy and our enemies will shake with fear, because everyone will know that America is coming, and America is coming strong.
He said the giant ship sends a 100,000-ton message to the world and will cause enemies of the U.S. to shake with fear. After 3 years of delays and billions of dollars of cost overruns, Mr. Trump officially turned over the first of the next generation of nuclear-powered aircraft carriers to the U.S. Navy. Washington Post newspaper reporting that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season, contrary to what Sessions has said. President Trump blasted the leak of the highly classified information in an early morning tweet, saying the leaks must stop. More than 100 Somalis recently released from Ethiopian detention facilities and handed over to the Somali government have arrived in Mogadishu. Government officials told local media the Somali prisoners have been held in Ethiopian jails for various offenses, including illegal entry. And Afghan officials are saying at least 60 people have been kidnapped from a village in southern Kandahar, Afghanistan, by Taliban insurgents, with seven of those prisoners reported killed. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres deeply deplores the deaths of three Palestinians in clashes with Israeli security forces and urges Israeli and Palestinian leaders to refrain from actions that could further escalate the volatile situation in Jerusalem's Old City. UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq said Guterres also calls on all political, religious, and community leaders to help reduce tension, citing comments from UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov.
You will have seen what Nikolai Mladenov had said, the need by all sides to avoid escalating tensions and to avoid any steps that lead to further violence. Mr. Mladenov has appreciated the stated commitment by the Israeli Prime Minister to preserve the status quo at the holy sites, and we hope that that will be honored.
United Nations Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday to discuss the recent spate of violence between Israelis and Palestinians, the most brutal fighting between the rivals in years. Clashes erupted late Saturday in the Old City of Jerusalem, where hundreds of Muslim men defiantly held evening prayers outside after being denied entrance to the holy site Muslims call Noble Sanctuary and Jews call the Temple Mount. World Food Program warns millions of people around the world are going to bed hungry because of the cost of feeding them, and it's escalating due to conflict, instability, and other complex emergencies. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva.
The World Food Program reports humanitarian needs and complex global emergencies are growing, as is the cost of feeding the hungry. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says some 800 million people globally are going hungry. She says many are caught in conflict or natural disasters.
We know how to end hunger, but all of our efforts are so often hampered, blocked, impeded because there's fighting going on. And that, to me, is like the big tragedy.
The WFP reports the cost of providing food aid has gone up by more than 140% from $2.2 billion in 2009 to $5.3 billion in 2015. Lucia says the amount of money needed for humanitarian programs this year is expected to climb to more than $9 billion. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two aftershocks hit the Greek island of Kos late Saturday, just a day after a 6.7 magnitude quake killed two people, injured nearly 500 others. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.